This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy, in with Mayor of Normal Chris Koos, who joins us following council meetings to talk about town business. What does the town gain by contracting with the recruitment firm GovHR to help find the town's next city manager?
We gain some HR services that the council really isn't equipped to do themselves. Some of us have gone through that process, but a lot have not. And basically, it's kind of a staff position for the council to assist in selecting a new city manager. Advertising in the ICMA, the International City Managers Association newsletter, announcing the position, helping us vet the initial round of applications, coordinating interviews, things like that.
Those are the kinds of HR services
Right. They'll
provide. You're also working with a consultant, Lyle Sumack Associates. What sort of guidance has that provided to council members when it comes to hiring the next city manager?
Well, we did a session, an executive session with Lyle, because we wanted to have a discussion with the council that was somewhat facilitated on what we're actually looking for in a city manager and what kind of timeline did we need to do this on? So, and that was Lyle's engagement in that, and we probably won't use him again for that. We'll use him again for strategic visioning and facilitating that effort.
Can you talk about what you learned through that process with Lyle Sumack Associates?
Well, again, it was more of setting down a work plan, identifying some things, you know. When we said what we wanted in a city manager, it somewhat described Mark Peterson. Mm-hmm. We won't get a Mark Peterson. We'll get somebody who will have those skills.
By the way, that's my next question, by the way. It says you can't find another Mark Peterson, but what qualities are important to you?
Yeah, well, so for me, qualities are good background in fiscal management, having some vision for community, strong person that's willing to engage in the community at large. I think these are important things for a city manager.
What about a commitment to sustainability? The town seems to have a strong position.
Absolutely. And you're going to find most good city managers out there or assistants are already involved in that in their communities. There are very few communities in the United States the size of Bloomington Normal that aren't actively engaged in sustainability.
So I assume whatever was gleaned from the process with Lyle Sumack is being passed on to GovHR.
Yes.
In terms of trying to find the next
candidate. Absolutely. In fact, it was passed on to GovHR as part of the request for engagement.
Is the town on the map in any way that might attract a different level of candidate than a similar-sized community?
We'll see.
I'm giving you an opportunity to brag about the town a little bit.
Yeah. We're getting feedback from people that, you know, because of the things Normal has done and is recognized for, that we're likely to have a very strong candidate pool.
Chris Koos is the mayor of Normal. The community's mayor stopped by Sound Ideas following their regular council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Pro Tem Karen Schmidt. It's Sound Ideas on GLT.